its real name is COVID-19 variant BA.3.2. Its nickname, however, the cicada variant. Makes you already know it's popping up in a lot of places, huh? You see, that's what cicadas do.
It got the nickname cicada because it seems like it went underground. It was first identified way back in 2024, and then nobody saw it for a long time. But now it's kind of popped up again like a cicada would.
Dr. Stephen Blatt is the medical director here at Ohio's TriHealth. He says what has COVID trackers concerned is how different this variant is from previous variants.
70 to 75 mutations versus the original COVID virus.
It's been in wastewater in about half of the states in the U.S. now for months. As it gains steam, there's a lot of speculation that it will evade the most recent vaccine to reduce serious illness and hospitalization from COVID-19. We won't have another vaccine against it till potentially the fall. As cases build,
if history is any guide, we probably will see a little bump in COVID this summer.
Now that means, however, it could be more transmissible, not more severe. Its most common symptoms are cough, fatigue, fever, and body aches. But for those who have lung disease or a long illness, if you feel these, getting tested to know if over-the-counter antiviral medications might help is a good idea. Until we know more, Dr. Blatt says that's kind of the latest buzz on the cicada variant. Now, if you do need those medications, they tend to work best when symptoms first begin. With your health news, I'm Liz Bonus reporting.